Hello, everyone. It's your old friend, Emerald. I know I don't post very often. It's not intentional that I leave it so long between sometimes. Largely down to what's going on in life and stuff, but even though I don't maybe post as often as I would like, I'm still pretty active in other ways, so that's good, right? Anyway, I'm here now, so if you're here too, then hopefully that means we get to come together. And the wonderful thing about audios is, well, unless they get deleted for whatever reason, they're there, which means that we get to relive this moment again and again, as much as we want, if we want. But whether you listen once or 100 times, I don't really mind. I mean, yeah, it's nice. You know that somebody comes back to something that you've posted because it spoke to them in whatever way. But even just once is nice. Anything else is a bonus, I guess. Anyway. Yeah, so today I have some time, and I have the inclination to post, so the stars have aligned and here we are. You might be able to hear that, well, maybe from my voice, but also in the background, or foreground, I don't, you know, hopefully you can hear anyway that, yeah, I'm touching myself. I've already started. I started before I pressed record. Just a few minutes, that's all. Might have been listening to something that helped me get in the zone. Just something to get the juices flowing, which they are. Maybe that might pick it up a bit better. No. My body's constantly surprising me with how it reacts to things. To certain stimuli, to certain thoughts, to certain actions, to things I see, to things I hear. It's like opening a surprise every time I go to play with myself, because I never really fully know how wet I am until I actually do. So, you know, you can tell, you can feel it to an extent, but I think it's constantly surprising. The stuff my body can produce. It's pretty cool, really. Something I never Never really valued or thought about much before until I started posting on here, and people seemed to really respond to the sounds. I guess it is audio, so there should be. Sound is important, right? I guess I've been playing for maybe all in all about 10 minutes now, 10, 12 minutes. Just lying on my bed. Sort of the way I often do, which is like with my pillows pushed back up and my head resting on them, so I'm sort of, I've got a bit of a vantage point that I can look down and see what's happening. I mean, I can see my hand working away, but then from kind of the fingers down, it sort of disappears. But I can feel them. Got my knickers practically off. I mean, they're just sort of hooked around my feet, actually, so they're not restricting me anyway. My knees are open and spread far apart. My legs are basically flat to the bed. I do have a t-shirt on, but I've got it pulled up above my breasts, and as is usual for me, I've got them sitting proudly outside of my bra. Just sort of sitting there looking full and ripe and ready for it. I'm ready for my fingers, but oh, ready for your lips too. It's funny, maybe it's because it's not that cold here right now, but they're hard, but they don't seem as big as they usually do. I mean, my nipples, they're more like, I think I've said they were like blueberries before, like about that size. Maybe small blueberries or big peas. That's, yeah, I kind of noticed that in the shower earlier. They seem daintier than usual, which is, I don't know, maybe something that I've never noticed before, something that happens, but just I'm only noticing it now. They're still nice and hard, and they still feel really good and responsive to my fingers just gliding back and forth over them. not just the nipple, like, I mean your lips clamped around the areolas and just like sucking as much of my tits into your mouth as you can. I love that. And just feeling your tongue working away on my nipples while your lips suck. That is one of the best. One of the best things I think somebody could do to me anyway. As regards my pussy, I've been sliding my fingers up and down the whole length of my slit, bringing them up over my clit and kind of exposing it every time, just freaking over it and back down again. I haven't put my fingers inside yet, but oh, every time I pass by the entrance to my pussy, that's what it wants. It wants me to feed it my fingers. Unconsciously, I kind of grind my hips up as well while I'm touching myself. It's just something that, I don't know, something that I can't control, I guess. Just when it feels good. Just put one finger in. Just the middle one. Feels tight, but also wet and I can tell I can get another finger in, but I'm just gonna move this one around first. It's just like a feeling all around and in as far as I can, which is the palm of my hand pressed against my pussy lips, while my finger probes into me. Wetness on it. I love bringing it back home. My clit. Easing it. Better. Just enjoy exploring with one finger. Just temporarily. Oh my God. Rub some juices into them. Just make them glisten a little bit. There we go. Something about doing that just made them harder. Just running my finger around to gather up more for the other one. Oh my god. My finger is cold and now sore on my nipples. Oh, fuck, that's time. Oh my god, that feels completely different. Oh. One more finger, but oh, I feel so much more stretched and filled up, opened. Oh, fuck. I'm just gonna circle those two fingers around. Oh, in there. Inside me. About if you were here, maybe standing at the end of my bed or just sitting at the door. Door's right in front of me, and so you'd be far enough back that I wouldn't be obscured, and neither would you. You'd have a clear view, so would I. I want to see how you touch yourself for me. I want you to see how watching you and drinking you in turns me on. And of course, it turns me on to think that watching me is what turns you on too. A slight element of exhibitionism, I think. Oh. seeing how you like to stroke yourself. Because everyone has their own way of doing it. Yeah, there are things that are obvious and standard, but no. I just want to see how you like to do it. And show you how I like to do it. Oh, fuck. I feel like my fingers would work in and out of me. Too much. To match your strokes. God, I get hard to talk when I think about that. Oh. I don't know if this is something I've ever said before, but I think I've made it clear how much I love cum, but I've probably never really spoken about pre-cum and that before, but it extends to that as well. If I saw you sitting there starting to get wet for me, do you know how much that would torture me? If I couldn't touch, if I couldn't taste, oh, because that's all I'd want to do. I just wanna crawl to the end of the bed. Reach my mouth forward and lap up whatever you had to give me. Oh. But I would try and show some self-control, because the test would be whether we'd watch each other and just watch each other. And I'm competitive when I want to be, so I would try not to give in, try my hardest. While at the same time try my hardest to make you give in first. You made my pussy drip. Show you with my fingers how I want your cock in there. Sometimes I feel when my lips are all swelled and puffy like that. Oh. I like a little bit of just a little bit of spanking. The way you can hear my hand slapping against my pussy now. I want to be able to hear your fist against her abdomen too. Just knowing that you're making full use of that cock for me. Oh, milking it from base to tip. Yeah, I just want to see you milk it. Oh, fuck. Every now and then, just slowing down for a minute. Oh, just to make it last longer, but for the agony and the ecstasy. Oh, there's so much ecstasy in it. Oh, the sounds remind me of how our bodies would sound slapping together. Your balls against my ass cheeks. Oh. Your chest against my tits. Your hips against mine. Your thighs against my ass. Oh my god. Oh fuck, I'm getting going. Make you come so that I can come. Oh, fuck. I hope you came with me. Certainly enjoyed it anyway. I hope you did too.